This is a very happy occasion. I've been waiting 30 years. John here's been waiting twice as long to move. So if you're driving a fire engine or an ambulance, I expect to see all the flashers on.
My name is Joe Zolingo, and I am part of the junior firefighter team. And you know, I'm really excited to see this new building. Only seen the outside, so it's gonna be pretty great. Looks like a great facility, and I think it's gonna make a lot of things easier for this department.
Sandy Dixon, Fire EMS Director for the City of Petersburg. And we are trying to move up to the new facility tonight. The firefighters are taking extra cylinders and bunker gear. Going to load up the engines and park them in the new station. EMS is taking the ambulance supplies and both ambulances up there this evening so that we can operate out of the new station. And then later we'll start trickling in some of our training stuff, equipment, and extra supplies.
Doug Weldy, tell me about your thoughts on being such a long-time volunteer and professional here with the department, now moving finally to a new facility.
Well, it's a great day for the city of Petersburg and the volunteers in the department. I've been waiting for this for so many years to finally get a facility that will handle the whole department, all the aspects of the department. It's going to be so nice, and to get out of this busy intersection, which is, we've been so fortunate, we haven't killed anybody out here yet. We had some close calls. So it's great all the way around.
So when we pull off with eight,
Jared Cook, presently the fire chief for the department. And, you know, we've been waiting a long time. I've been in the department for 23, 24 years. And ever since the day I moved in, we've been talking about a new fire hall. So this is something that the department's been waiting for longer than I've been here.
So, John Steffens joined in 1965. Woo!
Pick your gear locker.
1965 you started, Johnny Steffens. You're the longest running volunteer in the department right now.
What I was told.
What do you say looking at this building now than when you started down at the city building?
It's amazing. We waited for God knows how many years.
Will this make a big difference, do you think, in terms of having all this room to be able to operate and train and everything?
Oh, yes. You got from the back of the trucks to here, we can do a lot of training right here. And if we have to, we can move all the trucks outside on our apron and have this whole fire hall to do exercises.
I'm Dave Berg. I'm the Fire 3 Assistant Chief. We are selecting places for our bunker gear in the new hall in the order in which people join the fire department. And it's important just because we are honoring the folks that have been around for a long time. Plus, then the experienced people get their choice of a spot in the hall, so that they can respond. Since they'll be the ones that are here most of the time.
What does this mean for the community at large, at whole as a whole, in terms of having this new facility overall? Do you think are some of the most important things you'd point out?
Well, you know, one, we eliminate that whole bottleneck down on North Nordic, right in front of the city offices down there. There's been so many very close calls with people running through that intersection. It's going to be much safer to respond from this location up here. As you see, you know, we parked our vehicles in here. The place is magically full, and to see that we don't even have everything up there yet, you know, so it's pretty exciting to get you know, the vehicles in and see just where everything fits. And there's going to be a lot of moving and settling in to do, but it's just so important to be able to have a warm place to train without having to go out to Scow Bay on a rainy night. We can pull out some vehicles in here. The vehicles can be ran in this facility. It's safe. It's environmentally friendly.
Valerie Allen, I'm an EMS, have been for the last 10 years with the fire department. We're moving tonight. Very excited. Been a long time coming. Really looking forward to having more space for us to be able to train and do all the things we can do and not have to be on top of each other or in two separate rooms when we're trying to have a meeting.
I'm Tim Cavisto. I'm 17, and I'm just here for basically anything they want us to do.
Have you just started? You just started training this year?
Or? Yeah, just this year. Hopefully next year I'll be 18 and be able to do more stuff.
And what prompted you to take part in this?
I just wanted to get a little more active in the community.
I'm Don Small. I'm 16.
Tell me about what prompted you to become a firefighter.
My friend Zani does this. He's out of town right now, but yeah, he talked me into it because I needed volunteer hours. So yeah, for high school, yeah, college.
You just started?
Yeah, like November or so.
Is it pretty fun?
Yeah, it's better than sitting at the house doing nothing.
I'm Sam Bungie. I used to be the fire chief. I'm now a volunteer EMT. Moving into the new hall is a thrill. It's been something we've been waiting for decades. I hope everybody in town comes up when we have the opening party and tours the place. We've got ample parking. We've got ample training room. You can open a door of one of the fire engines without smacking the other fire engine. There's workshops. It's just a fabulous new hall that will last us for 50 years or more.